Elizabeth Roebling. And Elizabeth, I don't know you.
No, I'm a Quaker with the Asheville meeting, but I've been living in the Dominican Republic for 7 months. So when I came back, what I was observing to these friends is that the Americans are not giving themselves enough credit. The conscious Americans who are working for peace are not giving themselves enough care and attention to know how stressful it is to be eyes wide open witnesses to this and be holding it in their hearts, and that I send energy and love to them and know that the rest of the world is not experiencing this as deeply and profoundly as Americans are.
Have you seen the exhibit before? Describe what you see when you look at it.
It's extraordinarily powerful. It's like a living veterans memorial. Instead of the crosses, you see the boots, and on the boots you see sometimes the photographs, or sometimes there was a wrapped up baby blanket. There were flags from Puerto Rico. There were messages from loved ones. There were cheers from other combat soldiers that people had who had come and seen specifically their loved ones represented and left a message for them, for peace, for going on to people to witness. And the very powerful message of all of the Iraqi civilians and all the different kinds of shoes that spiraled up and wound up, and it's only a small representation, and every once in a while you'd come across a picture of a living or not a living person, and it gives a face to it. It's profound, profound face to it that we don't have now in the public eye.
And Elizabeth, is this the first time you've seen the exhibit, or what brought you here?
I've heard of it. I'm here with the Friends General Conference for the week, and certainly the boots, we've been talking about the boots. I've been talking to people who are trying to bring it to their town. I've heard of it through Quaker channels, and that it was in existence, but I never really appreciated the scale of it, of how big and profound, and it's like a moving Vietnam wall.
What happened inside you when you saw it?
There's so much grief that these people had to die for what seems to me no reason. There's no reason now in this civilized age that we are that we have to resort to such primitive methods of solving international disputes.
And what are the roots of that grief? I mean, these are people from another country. I guess you probably never knew them. How are you connected with them?
Oh, they're my people. I mean, they're all my people. Everyone is my person. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all on one planet. We all are humans, and we're all of one. So anyone who suffers, we suffer. We're only as good as a collective people as we are our weakest brother and our weakest link.